When there's a calling that's bigger than you, something divine, something assigned, something that you're meant to do, sometimes you got to just answer it. And that's what we are doing and taking 200 women along with us. So if you have not seen and heard, jump in on the 5-day 200 women on assignment challenge, where we are opening our hearts, our ears, our notebooks, our business literacy to be able to answer the call of what is in front of us, bring up the proof points, put out the impact, and make it happen. Go to onassignmentchallenge.com to sign up for the free 5-day challenge, and I cannot wait to see you there. So the big question is this: how do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things: doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible? That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle. So this little thing right here probably stings a little. When you think about being passed over for a promotion that deservedly felt like should have been yours, like all odds, all signs, all qualifications, everything lined up, and it made sense that it was supposed to be yours, but yet you were passed over, and the person who may have got it doesn't quite measure up to what you brought to the table. And it hurts, stings a little, ego bruises, I'd like to call it. But you think about that instance, and you can take your mind back to that time. But then how about when it happened again? And how about when it happened in ways that don't quite look like that, but it translates into ideas that you bring forth in meetings that quickly get dismissed until they come out of somebody else's mouth in a slightly different shape? Then they take praise or solicitation of everybody's input but yours when it comes to a big initiative. Or just the knowing that you are in a place where you can take something further, but the tap on the shoulder is not coming to you. But you do see it coming to those who might darn well seek you out to get the answers to turn around and give forward to make a success for themselves in the project. Listen, these things are real. And what I want you to think about is as you sit in your corporate job, in your corporate career, and all these things feeling oh so real to you, and you've had more than one experience, you can count a few on your hand, hopefully not more than two. But the question I want you to ask yourself is, why do I continue to allow myself to be tolerant of this behavior on a day in and day out basis, when you know that this is something that hurts and cuts deeply, and you come home and you talk about it with a spouse, with a close friend, with a friend that perhaps you've found that you can trust in the office, whatever it is, but it repeatedly happens. And you repeatedly allow yourself to sort of sit in the situation, be it coming to work every day and doing your part and excitedly looking forward to, you know, the next possible opportunity that can turn into a glimmer of something that highlights your beauty and worthiness. Why do you allow that behavior to continue? And now you might say to me, well, Candace, of course, I don't allow that behavior to continue. I mean, if I could stop it, I would. But then when you think about things like, my level of value and my level of qualification that I bring to the company, wait a second, that's mine. And if I can bring it here, I can bring it anywhere, including to my own business, because value is value and clearly I have it. Does that make you think differently about why you sort of allow yourself to stay in a situation of behavior that does not support your brilliance? Now, maybe you're watching this and you're saying, well, amen, that's why I'm getting out. Well, for that, I love it. But if you know you haven't quite built that bridge because you kind of have doubts on your value, recognize that your value is real. You bring it to work every day. The acceptance to the behavior, those are choices that you make. The same thing that you bring to the career in the environment that does not serve you is the same thing that you can bring to your own business and the own impact that you decide to make in the world. It's already in you. I'll talk to you soon. This resonated with you, any of it, being a woman on assignment, moving to go further, if that resonated with you, then we want you to come join the movement. Over the next 60 days, we're taking 200 women on assignment, starting with a challenge, and we want you to be a part. So click the linker button that you see around. Let's get you going. Talk to you soon. You can find the show notes for this episode and just about all the other episodes on CandiceSpears.com. So go and check it out. Not only can you find the show notes, but you'll find other bonus resources, some freebies, some blog posts that may be helpful to you. There's plenty hanging out at my home base. So go to CandiceSpears.com. I guarantee you there will be some things there to help you on your bigger impact journey. Goodbye for now.